This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Black Eyed Peas are on their way back, but it turns out they'll be one pea short. We've heard rumors for months that Fergie was too busy with her solo career to rejoin her old bandmates, but will.i.am's latest teases on Instagram seem to indicate that BEP are back, but as a trio. Ah, but we're gonna miss Fergie. Former Spice Girl Mel B and Stephen Belafonte are in the midst of a messy split, and Belafonte's trying to get every penny he can out of the situation. He's filed legal docs for spousal support, claiming to be so broke that he's having to stay on friends' couches since he got kicked out of the family home. He also says that she's trying to hold up the sale of their house while he's drowning in $60,000 in credit card debt. Can you say, loser? Fate of the Furious has crossed the $1 billion mark. Yeah, the eighth installment of Universal's Fast and Furious franchise crossed the $1 billion mark at the international box office. It's only the sixth film to do so. In China alone, the movie's made $387 million, making it the highest-grossing foreign film of all time there. So, get ready for Fast and Furious 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14... Chris Cornell's longtime manager, Ron Lafitte, said there was absolutely no warning signs that the Soundgarden frontman was depressed and that he appeared optimistic about the future on the very day that he passed away. Lafitte said, quote, "Nobody saw this coming. His bandmates didn't see this coming. It's totally out of character for the Chris that I've known for the last 10 years," unquote. Chris was buried last week at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery next to Johnny Ramone. Jay-Z's Tidal is in the midst of another executive change. Jeff Toig, who became the streaming service's CEO 18 months ago, has left the company. Toig's departure is just the latest shakeup in a number of leadership changes since Jay-Z acquired and then launched the service in early 2015. Toig had joined the company in December of that year as Tidal's third CEO in just 8 months. Wow. Maybe he should have called his company Tsunami. Film budgets have swollen so much over the past few decades that moderation is now a foreign concept for Hollywood's major studios. Take the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. It had a $2 million budget for just meals and goodies, with the caterers claiming they prepared 170,000 meals. The entire price tag of this year's Best Picture winner, Moonlight, totaled just $1.5 million. So there is still some moderation here in Hollywood, but not much. Actor and train wreck Shia LaBeouf is being sued for defamation and assault after a fight with a bartender at a local bowling alley. Video of the incident showed the drunken actor screaming at the bartender over his supposed refusal to serve LaBeouf French fries. He was ultimately escorted out of the establishment. Can you say unhirable in Hollywood? British actor and screenwriter Matt Lucas is asking $5 million for his single-story 1920s Mediterranean villa in West Hollywood. Lucas, who made a name for himself with the comedy sketch series Little Britain, before landing a role in the blockbuster comedy Bridesmaids, purchased the property in 2011. The house is 2,300 square feet, plus a 1,200 square foot detached two-story guest house. Why move? He's not the only gay in that village. Virtual reality experience centers based on the Transformers series will open in China this summer. The first VR center will open in Shanghai, while others will be rolled out over 5 years in other cities. The latest Transformers movie, The Last Night, opens worldwide on June 21st. Additional sequels are planned for release in 2018 and 2019. Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor have announced they're splitting up after 17 years of marriage. They wrote, "With tremendous love and respect for each other and the 18 years we spent together as a couple, we've made the decision to separate," unquote. The couple have two soon-to-be miserable kids. They were frequent collaborators and co-starred in films such as Zoolander 1 and 2, Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story, Tropic Thunder, and Arrested Development. Sad. Unfortunately, not fake news. Paris Jackson shared a hilarious story on Twitter involving a security guard at a fashion shoot. Paris said, quote, "I'm one of the first people on set sitting in the parking lot, and this dude comes up to me and says, 'Homeless people aren't allowed in this area. I'm waiting for hair and makeup. Why do you assume I'm homeless?'" Unquote. Really? Is that guy working at McDonald's now? Comedian Kathy Griffin received an overwhelming amount of criticism after posting a video of her holding a bloodied head that resembled President Donald Trump, a la an ISIS video. Griffin issued an apology hours later, but the damage had been done. CNN, severed their ties with her, so she will no longer be co-hosting their New Year's Eve show with Anderson Cooper. We're not fans of Trump, but that was not funny. The Trash Bin. Scott Disick is back to his wild ways, which unfolded all week during the Cannes Film Festival. Now, girlfriend Kourtney Kardashian is so fed up with him, she informed him that she won't let him near the pair's three kids again until he cleans up his act and gets some help. Scott has refused to give up drinking and was seen drunkenly partying with a few different girls last week during the festival. Gee, thanks for giving the planet three kids, Scott.
The news wrap-up.
Facebook has added piracy devices to a list of banned sale items. In other Facebook news, it's making a big push this summer to sell ads to drug makers. Snap, the company behind Snapchat, has acquired a small Venice, California-based drone startup called Control Me. The new smart fridge from Samsung carries a $2,600 price tag. Brrr.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Wonder Woman is the hottest film in the USA.
The number one album.
Bryson Tiller's new album, True to Self, is number one.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition shows no signs of slowing down.
The number one fiction book.
Paula Hawkins remains number one with Into the Water for the fourth straight week.
Camila Cabello, who cut her chops as a member of Fifth Harmony, informed the rest of the band she was leaving the group in December by text. As a lead artist, Camila's released two singles, I Know What You Did Last Summer with Shawn Mendes and Bad Things with Machine Gun Kelly, and that song reached number four on the U.S. charts. From her upcoming album, The Hurting, The Healing, The Loving, here's Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Crying in the Club.
You think that you'll die without him. You know that's a lie that you tell yourself. You fear that you lay alone forever now. It ain't true, ain't true, ain't true. So put your arms around me tonight. Let the music lift you up like you've never been so high. Open up your heart to me. Let the music lift you up like you've never been this free. Till you feel the sunrise. Let the music warm your body like the heat of a thousand fires. The heat of a thousand fires. Ain't no crying in the club. Hey, hey, let the beat carry your tears as they fall, baby. Tears turn to ecstasy. Ain't no crying in the club.
That was former Fifth Harmony member Camila Cabello with the song of the week, Crying in the Club. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.